Yeah, I think we should
give them another question.
Take another question, but it's got to be from the same category.
What is smallest, a handball court, squash court, or tennis court?
Or elephants.
That's a wonderful question.
Handball,
squash, or tennis?
I don't know about squash.
What are the choices?
Squash, handball, squash, and tennis.
I know.
I say handball.
That's easy.
I say handball.
Okay, handball.
Squash?
Squash.
I thought handball.
What is squash?
It's this vegetable.
She already said that.
It's like,
not
you
funny
can't have
anymore.
All of the lines. Some of the rest of us get along.
I have enough lines in my face.
Where do we need to go? What color?
On the one we're on right now or to this one. So.
Oh, okay. Green?
Green?
How dare you?
It's a badminton racket and the ball.
You want to try after the Beatles?
Why not?
RPM after the Beatles.
Is this stretch?
What's such a lonely word to Billy Joel?
Read it again a little more together.
Such a lonely word to Billy Joel?
Honesty. Poor Billy Joel's the only honest person in the world. Poor guy.
Oh, I was going to say love or something like that.
Such a lonely word. Everyone is so
yep.
History.
Genius.
East Block.
I think that's terrible when they use words that aren't even in the dictionary.
What British sex scandal saw the suicide of Dr. Stephen Ward?
There was something with members of Parliament and the Prime Minister who were all gay boys.
Those little wigs.
And those Tories.
Sort of splendid. Think that to me. Woo.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The dictionary definition of convert is to make a goal after receiving a pass from a teammate.
Amazing.
The trial of Oscar Wilde.
Amazing.
Which is not. Oh, it does also say.
Okay,
that.
What's the answer?
Good on a try for a point
for
after touchdown.
P-R-O.
P-R-O.
Oh, yeah.
F-U-M-O. The Perfumo, Christine Keeler.
Yeah.
Christine Keeler was the call girl, and Perfumo was the big guy in
Reverse
Parliament.
And he killed
him.
Never heard of it.
He killed
him. Oh, there was
a doctor.
There were. Oh, it was just.
When was
the biggest scandal in the 60s. Christine Keeler, who was a call girl, who got heavily involved with all of the members of Parliament, and Perfumo was, at the time, was. What was
his
position? That he
something.
Was a minister of something. He was some big huncho in the government in England. I mean, it just blew the rafters off of the whole government in England.
Did they make a song about it? Is that like an RPM edition?
No doubt.
It wasn't in RPM.
It was in history.
Okay.
Okay, we lost.
Well, I thought it was the 60s. Didn't we ask her for 60?
No, we asked for history.
The yellow wedge is where we're going, babe, and it's either history, which we were good at, or science and tech, or 50s. Well, nothing history.
Genius.
Can I get anybody anything from up? Perfect.
Fine, thanks.
I'll get it. Thank you.
Here I am.
Up and down
here.
What island?
Thank you.
What island was the target of the U.S.'s Operation Urgent Fury?
Give him military history on his way.
Where's the theory?
Put a t-shirt on. Read it again, Trish.
Oh, really?
What island was the target of the U.S.'s Operation Urgent Fury?
I think she got very hot. It's very hot in here tonight.
I turned it down because otherwise
I think she went off cool off.
Cuba?
What was it?
Grenada.
Oh,
okay. Grenada. All right.
It's another time I read the debrief a few weeks ago.
I would have had no way to know that.
I was thinking, well, I thought about that, but I figured this is, hadn't been
it just,
published.
That's how I yeah, that's how yeah. I felt about it, was that it was not...
That was too recent to be on these questions.
I can turn the heat down.
That's awfully current to be on these questions.
Yeah. Well, this is Grenada. These are current.
Well, see, I didn't know that.
But that, I didn't realize it'd be that current.
Yeah. This is the two, not the original.
That's real current. Well, we were saying Cuba. I mean, I just couldn't imagine that Grenada could get on this...
The Grenada invasion would be on these corners.
Would be on these corners.
I read that debrief, that's why I knew the name.
I knew that would happen. Lockery, I'll tell her to go in my car and sit down.
Lily?
Oh.
If I'm calling.
Help, 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 help.
Oh, I can't believe
it.
Six.
I had no idea. Four, five. I thought, I mean, it was
familiar to me, the name. Okay. One, two, three, four,
it's exactly
five,
what
six.
I thought. Grenada was the first thing that came into my mind, and then I turned it down.
I guess I'm so excited about the game.
Oh, well.
You know,
that's a good
cause. I hope you win.
Oh, good. This will make me feel better.
Yeah, sure.
What stormy phenomenon frightens a brontophobic weatherman?
Stormy brontosaurus.
What
stormy phenomenon
frightens a brontosaurus weatherman?
Brontophobic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you. Mm-hmm. What's that?
Afraid of the Bronte sisters. There's no Bronte in
the sky.
Charlotte Bronte.
Charlotte Bronte.
Here
comes Monty. Where's Jane Austen when you need her? He's Wayne and Emily all the time. That is stupid. God, that's stupid. Dumb.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I am. I'm humiliated there.
The cat just went in the other room for her head.
You are a smart animal.
Thunder
over Thunder Road.
You better stick with these little children's ones.
All right, then.
No, Thunder was his. What is it? Come on, help me. Thunder was his bumping, and white lightning was his load, and it was moonshine. What's that? Come on, help me out.
Green, green, or green?
Thunder Road, you don't
I guess we get green.
Thunder Road
okay.
By Bruce Springsteen.
That's either natural or honey. Science and nature.
This is the Robert Mitchum movie.
Or the fifth. You ever seen After the Beatles.
No, the Robert Mitchum movie.
Oh.
From the fifth. Come on, Bill. You never saw the Robert Mitchum movie? Thunder Road?
All right, science and nature under the genius.
Wish I'd known him when he was young.
How many hours does it take to hard-boil an ostrich egg?
Who cares?
How many hours?
How many teeth does it have?
One. A huge egg takes 3 minutes.
It's the hardest you're going to
help. That's a hard boil. That
and how many sperm does it
take? How many sperm does it take?
Do we
know probably more than that.
That too many ostriches.
Why would they ask it?
Yeah,
you fertilize one little egg.
What?
Four.
How the heck are you supposed to know that?
Hard boil. Oh, we thought you said soft boil.
4 hours? 4 hours?
I bet that's not true.
$3 million.
Let's get an ostrich egg.
That doesn't
your
make
turn.
Sense.
Your turn. Ostrich isn't even in the dictionary.
Are you taking all this down?
There are lies in them thereby.
Yeah, we didn't know how long it took to hard boil an ostrich egg.
But I mean, you think about it.
I hope you know
how big is a guy to be?
4 hours.
Like this?
Mother, you cooked for us all these years and you didn't
know that. I never cooked you an ostrich egg.
An extra large hen egg only takes
1, 2, 3 minutes.
No, we want
three. Oh, 3 minutes.
At the top.
No, oh,
the
top. Oh,
no, the hard one ending, but at the top.
Yeah, that's 4 hours.
4 hours. 4 hours. Can you believe it?
What if you want to soft boil it?
What if you want to poach it?
It's the only place that
what if you want to make
if they ever boil them is in New Zealand, and they don't have any stoves, and they have to do it on the wood fire. That's why it takes so long.
Yaller, please. Old Yaller. Come back, Yaller. Best dog in the way. Science and technology, little
they
kids.
They have our microwaves that do a lot better.
They're the same.
If ostriches had microwaves.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd all be in better trouble.
This would be a better world. The
Maoris in New Zealand
don't have
any.
What is it, Science and Technology Yellow?
Uh-huh.
Would a sailboat go faster or slower after entering the doldrums?
Ooh.
I could answer that.
Doldrums is
a few times.
If you're in the doldrums, you're sort of in the slump.
I know.
Yeah, but
that's
easy.
I know the answer.
I know you do, huh? Because we're going to get our crew.
Okay.
They can give us that question.
We have to catch up.
I thought the doldrums were winds or something.
The doldrums wings are
currents. It's winds or currents.
I think it means slowing down.
It's one or the other.
I've been in the doldrums.
But I guess
50-50.
Slower. What is it, winds or
slower.
Currents?
Slower. Doldrums means dead air.
Dead air.
Well, that's the truth.
That's what's involved.
All right. Make them hard one. We don't need to have them win. Mm-hmm. Their ego's big enough anyway. Make them
yeah.
60s.
RPM 60s. Now we want late
60s.
They'll
never get
there. Elvis garbage.
That's right. Or Jimmy Dane.
James Dean. Jimmy Dean pork sausage.
Which Beatle listed shaving as his main dislike in Teen Magazine fact sheets?
Oh, jeez.
Well, we got a 1 in 4 chance.
Georgia Ringo. That'd be 2 in 4.
John Paul, Georgia Ringo. Well,
is that something John might say?
Listed shaving as
John
his main
like
dislike
anything.
In Teen Magazine fact sheets.
Or Paul might. He always said
well, maybe Brian
say,
Epstein.
Who is your favorite Beatle, Phil?
I didn't really have one. Who is yours?
Oh, let's go with John for his memory.
John Lennon. In memory of John Lennon.
Ringo Starr.
George. Aww.
George.
Paul McCartney.
Who gives a shit?
That's
play. Right. Love the gas.
Brown.
Do you want another
cocktail?
Yeah,
no, don't tell me you've had too many.
I had two before you got here.
You did.
Wake up, just run around the block.
We'll make you one.
No, I'm gonna make a second.
You had
a
better.
Yeah, you put in 3 ounces.
Young
Pears, Trinity tablespoon of triple sec, and how much?
An ounce and a half.
Art and culture there. Art and culture.
Is that brown?
Culture.
Brown.
You try that sophisticated stuff. Sophisticated.
You have got. Is this out of the children's?
Yes.
This isn't even fair.
We're in big trouble.
Oh, can it? Give us another one.
No, wait a minute. Ask us and then we'll giggle. And
what nationality was William Shakespeare?
Big Mando Gaspian.
Okay, roll again.
I didn't hear an answer over there.
He was English.
Bohemian.
He was Bohemian.
And we're supposed to remember quotes from the Beatles from Teen Magazine.
We just know how long it takes to boil an ostrich
and how
egg.
And
what color
the monkey's eyes were.
That's right.
Brown.
Monkey's eyes.
But all monkeys are
you can jump over to art and literature.
Oh, sweet
baby. You want to say
art and literature from
okay,
genius.
Art and lit.
Good Mimi.
What Russian writer's original books and manuscripts were destroyed by peasant mobs in 1917?
Shakespeare.
Got it.
What Russian writers' original books and manuscripts were destroyed by peasants in peasant mobs?
Paul Harbowski.
In 1917.
Page 3.
Oh, Lord. I can give it a good guess. Yep, that's exactly the guess I would have given it.
Dostoevsky is the one
that
I was saying.
Count Tolstoy.
Unfortunately, you said Dostoevsky first.
They were talking.
We were talking.
Over.
She looks down at me and says Dostoevsky.
Let's see if you like the idea.
After
give
getting that Shakespeare
question.
One.
It's our turn.
Give him another question.
She stopped caring.
This is a wedge. We oughtn't to be so.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Isn't that?
No, it's just a silly little.
All right. Roll again, Al.
What's the plural of the word basis?
Oh, yeah.
Bases.
B-A-S-I-S.
I saw two count bases last night.
Mm-mm. Yes, that's what it is.
Wait a minute.
Spell it.
B-A-S-E-S.
Mm. Oh, and I would have said bases.
Yeah. No, bases. Yeah.
But it's right. Like bases in baseball.
Oh, forget it.
Is that orange?
Mm-hmm.
We got that. We don't.
Gosh darn.
Heck, golly gee.
We guana, roll again.
Okay.
Iguana.
Iguana.
Iguana. Oh, there
they go. Iguana. Iguana. We saw iguanas in Coconut. They were neat.
Genus.
Iguana.
Oh, iguana.
Penis edition.
You have to be cocksure you're in.
I'm big as that elephant's fur anyway.
Not as big as the mouse's.
What
magazine did Christopher Bernard Wilder say he was shooting photos for to lure girls during his 1980s killing spree?
Where is that again, please?
Oh, wow.
What magazine did Christopher Bernard Wilder say he was shooting photos for to lure girls during his 1980s killing spree?
Playboy?
No. Hustler or Penthouse.
Penthouse.
Yeah, I remember that.
All right, Joe, throw the die.
How are you?
Which one is you and Trisha?
We're the Keisha. Here,
Hank.
Oh, boy.
Roll again.
We're having bad luck on it.
Right.
Whoa.
Let's go to the next roll again over on the other side.
Roll again.
Okay. Jesus.
Oh, you can see it.
Orange.
Okay.
Alrighty, which one?
For the pie.
Now let's do the kitties one, honey.
Games and hobbies.
From the kitties?
Oh, I could be wrong. Okay.
What does a player who is it have to tag in shadow tag?
Be still my heart.
Must be a shadow.
Correct.
Yeah, that was a question for us.
Oh, Lord.
You must be wet.
I think so.
I mean, it just has wonderful overtones, doesn't it? Think about it.
You can choose that. Five.
I suppose.
Where should we go?
Oh.
Yeah, straight.
Well, no, wait. We've got blue. Isn't that blue?
Yes, that's blue.
That's green.
No, that's green.
That's green.
Excuse me. So you would do better to go this way. Yeah.
Okay, roll again.
Let's roll again in the direction. So.
Three. Where should we go?
And go pink or roll? Is it roll again?
Yeah, let's go roll again. Okay, get our
five.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, look at that. Okay.
All right. Can't have another little kitty.
Can't have another geography or cover notes. I don't even know what cover notes means.
Cover notes means draws upon writing and production credits, cover and label art, awards and industry workings.
I've never
heard
that. Geography. You better try geography.
What island has a park called the Battery at its southern end?
Oh, man. Give me a break.
Brother, man.
We were there.
Manhattan Island.
Salt and Battery.
Manhattan.
I thought it was on the one where the...
It's Manhattan.
I'll take Manhattan.
Oh, we're doing good, Trish.
Alrighty, get another one. Shall we
okay,
see that
we
need? We'll take
many
brown,
yellow,
and static.
In other words, of just the tunes.
Starts with me. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. Waco, Waco.
Yellow.
I don't think that's right.
Red
Oak. Pomona.
Walk
the go ahead.
50. 50's music.
I won't be able to do it.
Yes, too. What Everly Brothers Biggie wails? Hello, loneliness. I
feeling no pride.
Oh, oh, I know, can remember sitting out there watching them submarine races. I see what I'm saying.
Submarine race?
With Ben. What was his last name?
Her.
No, him. He went to a military academy in Virginia. What was his name? Ben.
Okay.
Horseshack, I love it.
Ben Hurst.
Ben and God.
No, no.
Whatever the brothers, Biggie, Wales. Hello, loneliness. I like feel that. I'm gonna cry.
Hargrave Military Academy.
I know.
That's right, song.
No, it was somebody I used to sit
out
and watch the submarine at the airport.
How do you watch
the submarine?
There
you go.
Long man, he waves.
I'm lost.
I know you know it. You're giving up.
Whatever happened
to Ben? Bye-bye.
Join the circle. Sometimes when we can.
All right, we're 1 point out there. Now throw one. All right, this one. We don't have a blue yet.
Look at them.
A blue.
Let's do an easy one.
A blue. Let's see what blue is. People and places and young people. Okay, young people's peoples and places. Okay.
Pupils.
Some of these young people are a little harder than my pupils.
What is Labrador tea made from? Evergreen shrubs, moss, or whale?
That Labrador tea.
Yeah, they smoke to
this
that.
Is
it's
a
fire.
Child's question.
Right. They know more than we do.
That's right. You
took the
back
what is it now?
Labrador tea.
Ooh, sounds like a dog.
Made from what?
Evergreen shrubs. Evergreen shrubs.
Yay! Right. Hi!
There we go.
Either way, we need both.
Go back that way.
What is this whispering over here in the peanut gallery?
You should tell them that.
No, we just got blue.
But the bad thing was nobody laughed. It was
pink, I guess, huh?
Okay.
For Chris.
Yo mama. Shot.
Sure, I love that.
Yo mama.
Yeah, that's pretty good on it so far.
What gypsy jazz guitar great did Francis Jean Poutou?
I think we're in trouble.
Call an offspring of the air.
What gypsy jazz guitar great did Francis Jean Cocteau call an offspring of the air? What we need to know is
he was
a gypsy jazz guitarist.
I know that answer.
Gypsy jazz guitarist.
What are you all up to?
I demand to know what's going on. It'll be on the last meter anyway. Now you can't do that. You're supposed to be able to Philip, come back here and get on the tape. You made us be on the tape.
It's not a story I can tell again.
You told it? My, my, I am shocked.
I'm sorry, I should not have
Yasha Hyphus. Misha Elvis. I don't know. I'm just naming gypsy sounding names. Yeah.
Do you think you know this?
Don't show her. I want to think she knows it. She don't know this anymore.
No, I don't think I know this.
Well, you sat there and said you knew it.
I
never heard of it.
Who the heck is that? That's not a fair question. We don't know.
Django Reinhardt.
Oh, Django.
She just got
I'm either going to go Wallace Montoya or something like that.
All right, Philip.
Jane. Is it our turn?
Get control of yourself.
We've let everybody back in the game now. Stop.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Green. Let's do, how about...
11.
Science and Nature from the Genus Edition.
Keep the
Yep.
Oh, Jesus, look at my tummy, I'm cheating.
My.
He makes me laugh.
Paul, go stand in the corner.
Okay, read us a question.
Send you all to your right.
What kind of animals are Dorsets, Lincolns, Oxfords, and Southdowns?
Cars.
Dorsets. Animals, animals.
Lincolns. Oxfords.
And.
Southdowns.
Maybe they're either chickens or horses.
Horses or dogs or foxes. Or
Dorset. Mm. Dorset. It's all English.
Mm.
They all say horses. No? Chickens. Roosters. Dogs.
Slug. What is it?
Slug.
Sheep. Sheep.
Oh, oh. I thought they were hounds.
Oh, that's a dog.
Now get
it going.
All right, come on, Paul. Come on, Paul.
Paul, get yourself together. Paul, you get yourself together.
Pull yourself to pieces, Paul.
Your mother is not amused. Come on.
I might be amused if I knew that was so funny, but I don't know, so I can't laugh. Your face is not.
Okay, you want for green. Now we have to look at this thing and see what we want. Okay. Oh, God.
I guess
that's tacky if you want to do
it. Easy to
it wasn't angry at anyone.
It wasn't doing anything to anyone. They were real tough. Okay, natural world.
That might be a bad assumption.
The young man.
This animal goes moo.
Did animals' temperatures increase or decrease when they hibernate?
That's a tough one.
Decrease.
That's great.
And we got a wedge for that, too.
And what was that horrible one we had? Somebody named Django that nobody ever heard
that
of.
That makes up for how many teeth does the horse have.
Thank you.
Sperm and elephants and all these terrible questions.
Sperm?
No, swat are good for that. Uh-uh.
What's she doing?
She's chewing the plants.
Brown or pink?
Pink. We could use both.
Either one better.
Try some of that artistic stuff.
Okay, what do you want to do? You know, pick or friend. What you want? Pick your pick.
Have we done one of these yet?
Why
don't
we do that?
Okay. Pink. Pink, please. Entertainment in the penis edition.
What? Good times your mother should know.
Well, it's a mathematical formula.
It had to be there. It was a location joke.
It's not on there.
Oh, it isn't, is it?
Whose question is it? Question? We're waiting.
On what?
Patricia.
Read the question. Let's go.
What was Duke Ellington's favorite color because his mother Daisy always dressed him in it?
Blue.
Well, I expect a good answer.
Blue.
Yes.
Very good. Very good.
Did you know that? I knew that.
Roll again.
I don't know how the hell I knew that, but I knew that. I mean, I did know that.
Six.
You knew that.
Oh, you got it.
Isn't that amazing? It's what the brain does.
Oh, no.
I mean, I knew
that. Four, five, six.
Green.
Green. Greeny.
Coming up.
Green.
Oh, greenery. Mm.
Oh. I could sing Mountain Greenery. Everything reminds me of a song.
Might as well do that.
To the mountain greenery.
Natural
work.
Well, you want to save that one in case we get to go back home? We'll be bold. Science and nature.
We're taking all the hard ones.
Who are more prone to color blindness, men or women?
Men.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's right.
Women are hardly ever blind.
Because they're weak.
Inferior.
We
women talk them into it.
What do we do?
Because what?
Women talk them into it.
Because women have more teeth.
Do another one of those deadly history questions.
The Aller.
History.
What did the very Reverend William Buckland, Dean of Westminster, do with King Louis XVI? 14th stolen heart.
Oh, my dear. I didn't know he had